Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
All right. God damn it. Hey, 347, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, bud.
All right, for sure. Hey, we're finna do it today, man. This is a good year, man. It's 2019 is taking off. I'm telling you. We're gonna kick it about, you know, your commitment to being who you supposed to be. I am a firm believer. I am a firm believer, and you got to know who you are. You can't be curious about who you are at a certain point. You got to know. And if you don't know, you're going to walk around having problems. I was talking to one of my students today, and I had to explain to him, man, you know, what you think. You know, what you think may be correct. But everybody ain't thinking what you thinking. So you better get on the page that's going to get you to win. And that's what we're going to talk about, how you going to win. And I know I've been representing myself to be a motherfucker that's just been everywhere. I'm real. I done been in all the cities you in right now. And I pimped in them. So this ain't about pimping. This is about believing in your goddamn self so you can do what you're supposed to do anywhere. I didn't ran into school teachers, attorneys, shit, construction workers, all kind of broads. You know, and I never, well, I adjust, but I don't change because I don't believe I'm supposed to change. I don't believe that I supposed to change to get at whoever I'm getting at. If that was the case, then you're getting at a whole bunch of women, you would be crazy with all them damn personalities. Nah, I make them all one, and that's women. They're all women. That's the only thing that I consider when I talk to a woman, is that she is a woman. I ain't giving a fuck about her race. I ain't caring about how fine she is. I'm only caring that she's a woman and whether or not she's listening to me. And that's what I do. I'm always going to be direct. I'm always be in their face. And like I say, I'll adjust the tone of it, you know, depending on the broad I'm messing with. But I'm not going to adjust what I'm saying. And I'm not going to try to come at her so I can catch her. Shit, no. There's only one way to know your way is the only way to do something. And you can't do it without being confident. And I'm telling you, I do not adjust my conversation to talk. I mean, excuse me. I do not change my conversation to talk to any broad. A hard-looking broad, I'll talk to her just like I talk to a soft-looking broad because they both broads. And they both think like women. I don't care how they act. They think like women. And that's all you got to know. And when you got that kind of confidence, you don't even think about what's necessary to catch. You don't even have time to think about that. You think about so much about what you're doing and how you're doing it. Shit, catching just comes. You do it when you call the ball. I sit around, think about different things, different ways. I have fallen asleep, woke up talking in my sleep, talking about, bitch, put my money over here, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I believed totally in what I was doing. Now, this that I'm talking about has to do with men. And I just want to know, how can any man catch if that motherfucker is scared to be himself? I mean, think about it. How can you catch if you can't relax and get at the bra? And if you go tell me you can relax while you faking, you better than me. Well, you already better than me if you can fake, because I can't fake. I can't even fake at all. Even if I try to be whatever, it just comes out wrong because I ain't really trying to do nothing. What you really want to understand is that can't no motherfucker catch no bra if he ain't in tune with himself. And if you think you're going to go out and be a pimp and scare the women, man, this is really ridiculous. Because why, motherfuckers are scared of women too. All them cats that I be talking to, they be scared of bras. They say everything that they think is slick to say, but what they're really saying is, man, I ain't finna take a chance on, you know, fucking with her like that. Especially sex. Oh, man. Especially sex. When the motherfucking nigga know the bitch hoeing, oh, he don't want to fuck her. Why? Because he's mentally competing. He thinks that he can't fuck as good as whoever the fuck paying this bitch. And that be in his head. And he seriously can't get into this hole. Because this hole is, in his mind, a con freak or whatever. See, you guys just see things so differently. So way away from how you should see it. Man, if the thing about hoes is that you know they giving their pussy up, but they selling it, so it ain't giving it up. Thing about women, you know they giving their pussy up too, but you know they ain't selling it. And you know that regular women, some of them use rubbers, some of them don't. I mean, you taking a chance when you fuck a regular bitch. Because hoes are protective. They ain't having no, well, the hoes I used to know, I don't know what hoes doing today. But why I'm saying what I'm saying is that the same thought process goes with either group of women, the square woman or the hoe. They both get they pussy up and you know it. So why would you trip on the hoe and not the square woman? Because you ain't competing when you dealing with this square woman. You know she fucking some other motherfucker, but as long as you don't get caught, you ain't tripping. See? And that's where you'll trip at. You should be tripping, not on getting caught. You should be tripping on what you thinking. Because bitches is bitches. Period. They want a dude, a real dude. They want a motherfucker that ain't tripping on shit. I'm just saying, man, if either a pimp or a square, if either one of them luck up and catch a woman who's going to listen to them, it's going to be a one-night stand. That's all it's going to be. And you might get two nights out of it. That's how y'all roll. Because y'all ain't got no substance. You don't have any substance. You get the bitch, then you're in the bed with the bitch and whatever you're doing. And then tomorrow, when the bitch gone, you're going to be looking for all the motherfucking things you thought some chemistry supposed to have. Talking about some goddamn chemistry. Man, me and baby was clicking, man. I thought, you know, no, man. You're looking for chemistry, which you ain't going to find. You're looking for it, but you're not going to find it because it wasn't no chemistry. It was your mind making you think something. But you looking for that chemistry because you had nothing to hold on to otherwise. Man, I'm a motherfucker. Before I get some motherfucking pussy, I'm talking so much goddamn shit. This goddamn bitch is fitting to let me know she like me. And the way I know it is because she goes, if she stays, she gotta like me. Because the shit I'm talking gonna make a bitch leave. I ain't trying to make your motherfucking ass stay. You gonna either wanna stay or not. And if you don't, hurry the fuck up and make your mind up and get out. Because you ain't finna get me to be tripping on your motherfucking ass. Hey, hold on one second. Man, this AP was killing me. But what I'm saying, you gotta understand my point. My point is if you only going in halfway because you only half sure about what you're supposed to be doing, you're going to get some kind of half-ass result. And if you sit up and try to deal with that half-ass result, then you're going to start thinking that half-ass result is the real result. And you're going to end up accepting that half-ass bullshit every time you go up after anything. Because you hadn't accepted that a bitch is a bitch. Whether she's a hoe, whether she's a nun, whether she's your mama, my mama. Now, of course, I ain't gonna refer to my mama as no bitch. But I can't get mad at another nigga for referring to her like that. I refer to other motherfuckers' mamas like that. What make me different? I'm saying you gotta understand shit. When you fuck a bitch, that bitch was just as hot for you as you was for her. Most of you motherfuckers don't understand. All you do is be trying to claim this game so you can get some pussy, and when you get some pussy, you're gone. It's just, I don't understand. Now, it's going to be a while before you able to admit that you'd rather not think about your fake-ass shit. It's going to take you an even longer while to accept that you scary as fuck, as well as a fake. And this is going to be difficult for you because most of you just won't be truthful with yourself about this shit. Oh, no, Rosebud, you wrong, Rosebud. Man, I'm this, I'm that. I could do this, man, and just, man, please. You motherfuckers sit up there and talk that goddamn shit and go right out and don't do none of it and don't even admit to yourself that you ain't doing the shit. Man, call in. Hit me up. Let's kick it. I ain't no scary nigga. 657-383-0809. You know that number to call in, ask your questions. You guys need to stop being so afraid. You know, anything might happen. I understand that. So, you think about if you're going mountain climbing and you got all your equipment, shit, just because you got that equipment don't mean your ass ain't gonna fall or nothing. So before you start climbing that goddamn mountain, you check your equipment. Make sure you got it. But what you really do is check your knowledge of what the fuck you finna do. And you do all that as you check your equipment. You checking yourself. Therefore, when you see your equipment is tight, you done already made yourself accept. You know how to climb this mountain. And what you do, start climbing. And the first problem you have, you don't stop. You use them tools you got to get around whatever problem. That's what the fuck you brought the tools for. Seems like to me, you would learn how to use your tools after you mastered all the climbing activities you're going to run into. And now that you're ready to climb, you're going to have to learn how to carry these fucking tools with you so that when you climb it, on this precarious position, you can reach for that motherfucker without falling. Y'all don't think like that. To be a mountain climber, you have to be prepared and you have to think ahead. You can't wait till something fucking happen and then start thinking about it. That's who and what we are. We fucking mountain climbers. Ain't no way in the world we gonna fuck with a mountain just not learning how to climb. That's why you got to understand what I'm talking about, being committed. You can't be committed unless you fucking know what you're committing to. And that's why all you motherfuckers ain't real men. Because you don't know what you're committing to. That's why you don't commit. It's scary. You don't know what's around the corner. You don't know what might happen. So I ain't going over there because I don't know what might happen. Man, you motherfuckers. I am trying to enforce the fact that if you don't accept who you are, you ain't going to improve if you need improvement. The only way you're going to improve is to accept you need it. Then you got to learn what it is you need. Then you got to learn how to apply what you do, what you got to your life. And then you have to apply it all the time. It don't stop just because you asked the question and got an answer. That answer is supposed to push you to ask more questions to yourself. And answering your own questions motivates you. Being committed as a man involves taking chances and getting shot down, not just with bitches. I'm talking about in all aspects of your life. It's the only way to grow past the fear of losing or rejection. Man, if I want something before I will go spend my money on it, I will see if I can make it. And I made all kind of shit. Everything in my office, damn near my furniture. I do that shit because I challenge myself. In my courses, I give you several examples of what I mean when I say take more chances. You guys are so fucking safe. You like old women. You do everything safe. It don't even take skill to speak to 100 women a week. It takes tenacity, but it don't take no skill. But the first thing you'll tell yourself, man, I don't know how to approach all them goddamn women. I know you don't know how to do it because you ain't never did it. It's like you go to take your driving test. You want to get your license. Not only did you read that material, you better know how to drive, because that motherfucker that's in the car with you ain't going to ask you now question. He just gonna see what you know. And if you don't know shit, you ain't passing. And if you ain't confident that you know shit, you're gonna be all nervous and you still ain't passing. I remember shit. I had to take my driving test twice because I failed the first time. Shit. I thought I knew everything. Look, do you go over with yourself what you doing when you out? When you go out looking for a broad or whatever, do you think about the rules to catching whatever rules they may be for you? See, I'm saying you don't even have the rules. You just go out. You don't even have a parameter. All you know is you want to catch a broad. Man, you may as well go buy some pussy, man, and quit tripping. Because the shit you doing ain't going to get you shit but this. Because you don't want to ask a man questions. You don't want to have no real knowledge of what you're doing. You just want to think you know what you're doing so that you don't have to suffer, I guess. Because I would imagine that most of you motherfuckers be suffering because you don't want to face the truth. I would imagine that most of you motherfuckers didn't put paint over your mirrors because you don't want to see your goddamn self. A motherfucker like me, shit. The shit's simple. Because I ain't going to be afraid to take the initial chance. Now, the initial chance can involve whatever the fuck it involves. But if I got to take it to get what the fuck I'm trying to get, I'm hurrying up and take it. And when it comes to gaining the confidence that I needed to score big time with women, shit. I went out to score. How you going to be a basketball player and want to score if you don't know how to get from one end of the court to the other end of the court without traveling? I'm just saying, there's so many technical things you got to learn when it comes to what we doing that none of you want to learn. That is just incredibly crazy to me. That's why I had that fucking confidence course when I made it with Sharp Game about 10 years ago. And that motherfucker was dope. It started the ball rolling. And then about 4 years in, I came up because I learned a lot. And I put the new shit in. Came up with the new and improved, which was better because it was better delivered. But it wasn't like the 2019 version. What I'm saying is I got a version now that not only has about 6 years worth of notes, no, about 10 years worth of new notes, but it has my new ability to teach. It has my ability to make my message much more clearer. So what I'm saying is it shows you with various examples, many, many, many more real life scenarios that's going to help you deliver. Because as I took the chances that I took and succeeded, them motherfuckers turned into principles. Those chances that I took, you know, those principles that were developed all stayed with me. And I stand by them. Because I've seen the value of having principles in my life. I've seen what it's worth. And I've seen the value or the lack of value in the lives of other people that don't have it. You got to believe in some shit. And you have to make some principles that you cannot abort. And you have to stand on those principles. You got to stand on it as if your life depends on it. As if your sex life depends on it, because in reality, both lives do, your sex life and your real life. You just have to be committed to what your belief is, what your belief of being a man is, what your belief of having a woman is. It ain't going to be goddamn easy, but it ain't going to be hard. Because once you start really with the true commitment, it's like a snowball. And it gets bigger and bigger because it's much more information. The more you push it, the more information you get. You got to stop being afraid of the word no. Fuck that. When they say no, greet it with some kind of cap. Girl, I thought you could see. You must be blind in one eye. Can't see out the other one if you don't want to fuck with me. You know shit. I mean, you got to say something like that to her. You got to make a firm commitment to the fact that you ain't going to be no ATM for no bra, and you ain't going to do shit unless you want to. And you ain't going to want to until that motherfucker show you some shit to get you to want to. There is no certain things you got to get women in order for them to appreciate you. What you got to get a woman is her attention. You get that bitch attention and you know what you're doing, she gonna end up liking you. When she like you, that still ain't enough. She gotta like you the way you wanna be liked. And when this is established and you see this woman is doing this shit, now you can start thinking about buying this bitch something. Because she's earning what you do. She's earning it. Because what other bitch do what she do the way she do it? None. That's why you ain't fucked with them. Because you see whatever problems they got, you ain't dealing with them and you kick them to the curb. Well, that's what I do. Once you pay for anything for a woman, a pack of cigarettes, a pack of gum, in her mind, you are her savior for a few months of debt-free living. That's what she thinks. Regardless if it comes to fruition, she gonna think it, and she gonna play her hand so she can see if what she thinking is right. She know all she got to do is smile at your ass and bat her eyes, and your ass is gonna buy her whatever she wants. As long as you can see a way to climb out of that new debt you've been to create. Now, whatever you do, don't have no damn money. Whatever you do, don't let her know you got some goddamn money. Most of you motherfuckers with some money walk up to the woman with your wallet out. You already got four or five 20s in your hand, ready to spend. I mean, money can buy a woman anything, but it cannot buy you respect from her. You got to get that through your head. Money can buy that bitch anything, but respect cannot be paid for. There's no price on it. There's not enough money to pay for it. All you have to do is understand the easier it is for her to ask you for money or favors, the further away from catching her you gonna be. Because you know why? She knows if you do it for her, you're doing it for the next bitch. She knows that. She ain't gotta tell you she know it. All she got to do is see what the fuck you do with her. Soon as she handle you, she know every bitch you talk to handle you. So she mad at you for that, and she going to charge you for that, fucking with her like that. That's how they think. And the whole time you thinking about how the hell you going to pay for this shit you burn her, you never think of how silly your ass look. You never think about how she not only had you buying her some shit, she knows she got another motherfucker buying her shit. And your ass is talking all this shit about a future with a bitch that you ain't even made show you nothing. Man, I run them off. Bitch, you gonna prove to me you wanna fuck with me. Or else you ain't, cause I ain't easy. I'm gonna call you all kind of names. Well, maybe not names. I'm gonna just do all kind of things to make your motherfucker see what's up. And if you can stand it, you know, there ain't gonna be no year or nothing, but let's say it be a month. I might buy you something. I might take you out somewhere. I might take you out before a month, because I might want to go out. So if I want to go out, yeah, I'll take you. Let's go. But it's like that with me. I ain't doing shit just to do it. I don't need to. And if the bitch needs me to do it, don't come to my house. Period. If you designed your principles based on the things you be hearing from me, you'd be able to stand on something solid when it came to women. And when you do stand on some shit you say and think, you're going to become a stronger motherfucking man. And that's just the truth. That's what it's all about. Don't you want to become a motherfucker who don't worry about who his next bitch going to be? Shit, don't you want to feel like the winner sometimes? Man, I'm telling you, the way you think is your problem. When you allow yourself to believe you doing what's necessary to keep your girl happy by buying her shit, doing shit, okay, baby, all that kind of goddamn shit, you really showing her and yourself that you believe you are a loser. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying don't shower your bitch with shit. I'm saying make sure everything you shower her with, she deserves. You can't motherfucking keep your girl happy by buying her all the gifts and, you know, whatever kind of shit you motherfuckers be buying. You got to understand. Tell the truth. Do you really feel, you know, you got to ask yourself, do you feel like a strong man or do you feel like a punk when you buy the bitch something, she turn her nose up to the gesture? Oh, she going to like it. But turning her nose up to it, you know, me, I don't want to, oh, thank you, thank you. I don't want all that. But I want some genuine appreciation to be visible when I give up something. And you can see the genuine appreciation. Now, she gonna love to give, but the gesture of you getting it, the gesture of you thinking of her, the gesture of you bringing something home you did not have to bring home for her happiness goes unrewarded or even acknowledged. And I'm not talking about getting some pussy for it. See, accepting the kind of shit that I'm talking about is a slow-working poison. And you ingesting it each time you let yourself see yourself being a chump for this woman. And the mistake you make is when you hear something that challenges your ass, when you hear something that challenges your thinking, instead of trying to see the sense in it, you look at all the ways that it won't work for you. You start talking about, I ain't this, I ain't that, this ain't gonna, but whatever you start saying. See, there's an old saying that motherfuckers like me have, and that's look for it, and you will find it. So if you say it ain't gonna work, believe me, it ain't gonna work. If you look for how it will work, you gonna find what the fuck you looking for. So tell me, why are you all looking for how or why it won't work. See, there's sometimes when you see you weak, or times you say, man, I wish I would have, you know, you say that kind of goddamn shit. And I'll admit, that shit even happen to me sometimes these days. But I know it would not have ever had a chance to happen when I was, you know, single. But even though, you know, I'm a married thinking motherfucker, I still try to see my action when it's there. You don't have no excuses except ignorance. And we know, legally speaking, ignorance of the fact is no excuse. So commitment, fellas, commitment should be your topic for a while. You know, I remember I asked that question, when is a lion not a lion? And I got all kinds of answers, except the right answer. A lion is a lion always. I mean, some of you cats thought when he get old and some motherfucker didn't beat him or took his bitches. You know, he's still a lion, even in his old age. He's free to do what he want to do. He just ain't got the bitches. Man, he was fully committed to one thing the entire time he ruled, and that was ruling, because he was a lion. Now, you have to be committed. You have to take the information, the bits and pieces you pull it from me, add it to the bits and pieces that you're gathering as you do make moves, and you have to put something together that's substantial enough for you to stand on. And as you stand on, you got to start putting additions to it until you have a belief system. And when you have it, you're standing on it. And it ain't nowhere you can't go. Now, as men, we in the same position in our dating game as that lion is with his pride. You're supposed to be like the lion and see all things as an attempt to take you off your job. Everything in life. I don't care what it is. And you think this way so you can be sharp. You think this way so you can be ever prepared. You can't let no woman deter your intentions, whatever your intentions are. You can't let something she said stop you from going forward. Hey, hold on, get my nose. Shit. You can't let them stop you. The only thing you can let them do is motivate you. When you see what she's doing and you see it as some sort of antagonistic method she's using, you're supposed to get charged up, not angry, just charged up. And you're supposed to exert what you're supposed to exert, and that's authority. See, the lioness, when they ain't eating, they all sit around and watch the king. They watch what he do. And bitches is watching you. Bitches is watching you. And my course forces your ass to face these facts. It makes it very difficult for you to tell yourself a lie. It makes you realize that the truth will set you free. My course helped drill into your very being that you gotta be strong to your principles of being a man whenever you interact with a woman. And the 2019 version has so much that I have learned dealing with the people that have bought my doggone course. Over 10 years, I got a heck, man, I'm 10,000. I got a lot of people. And I've probably spoke to every one of them through emails or whatever, explaining this or that. And a lot of them have the same different questions, just different ways of voicing it. But what it did for me was give me a lot of more information that I did not have in the course. And I got 10 years worth of info in my new course. 10 years new info. Now, you ain't gonna always be waiting on that, bro. You go at one point actually have that woman. That's why you gotta know this shit I'm talking about. Do you know what you're gonna put this woman after you fuck her? I mean, what's your plan? Where you going? What you gonna tell her? Because you can't fuck her all day. Maybe one day you can fuck her all day, and then the next day you don't fuck. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know you have to have something to tell a bitch. You can't just fuck a bitch. I mean, you can, but you ain't going to have it. You're going to keep running around looking for bitches who want to do that. You have to be able to tell a bitch after you fuck her, why you fucking her? You got to be telling her something that's going to have her interested in being with you. You got to think about this. That goddamn bitch don't want to give her pussy away. She wants somebody to actually deserve to fuck her. So, what do? Show her all your deserving qualities. So that when you fuck her, you can tell her how she's lucky you fucking her. And if you don't have to say those words, you lucky I'm fucking you. You don't have to be that stupid. But you can let her know, damn, baby, I'm sure you didn't been around and you didn't, you know, seen how I caress you. You didn't seen or you see how, you know, I make you feel. You talk, just talk to her. Let that bitch know you different. Then you can get something from her. Besides pussy, man, pussy is cool. Don't get me wrong. But that's the last thing I'm after. Shit, for the rest of this week, ask yourself some questions. Most of the questions most of those questions that I asked you, you know, do you move like a man? You know, do you want this shit? You know, ask yourself these questions. See, if you're not waiting on the bitch, that means you have that quality to where bitches ain't important to you. And when they see that quality in you, then they think they are lucky to be with you. Believe me, they do. They think that. And the only way you're going to get that bitch to think that is by letting her know you ain't giving a fuck about what she's talking about. You got to let her know it. Because you know why? Just like when she think she see you being a sucker for her, she think that motherfucker a sucker for her, bitch. When she see you saying fuck her, she going to think you tell every bitch that shit. And she gonna try double hard to be that one bitch you don't say that to. She got motivation now to show you who she is. And if she right, you can, you know, bring her in, whatever you want to do. But once she done showed you all that, she yours. Because she's gonna realize what you made her do. And that will show herself to you. Man, come on. You guys are half-assed about being a man. You know, my shit just show you how to handle women. Not hoes. Women. It teaches you that you're what every motherfucking wants to please. They all want a real man to please. And a lot of you wonder how I have so much shit to talk every Sunday. It's because I think about shit all during the week, not to talk about on Sunday. I probably don't even talk about 95% of the shit that I think during the week. But that's why I talk shit, because I think about shit. I got unlimited shit to talk. And if you notice, I talk different shit, because I'm real. I'm about what I'm kicking it with you about. I'm about money, don't get me wrong. But I ain't about just the money. You know, I be trying to have shows that's informative so that it can give you some direction. And I told you all before, I've been commissioned by the powers that be to check all you motherfuckers. Your emotions don't register to me, and if I hurt your feelings, good. I'm glad I did, because you ain't got no business being around this kind of shit if you can't control your feelings and what you get next to them. You got to keep your emotions and feelings in check. And you got to save your energy to stay on track, just like them goddamn lions do in the jungle. You'll never know when it'll be, but you better know you're going to need all your wits to catch. You ain't going to never actually know when you're going to run into that broad you're going to catch. But if you're ready, and when you do, you're going to catch them. See, my course does something else for you. It teaches you how to stay focused on the task at hand. You guys get, I don't mean feminine emotional, but you guys get emotional. And you won't accept that I know everything that you're trying to learn. I ain't bragging about this shit. This shit is true. I'm 66. I've been living like a motherfucker. I should know this shit. I came up through the ropes of real trials and tribulations to earn my name and my crown. But check this out, fellas. I'm willing to share the shit. I share it every Sunday. I share it deeply in my course. All of you motherfuckers, pimps and squares alike, you know, I share what I fucking goddamn got. If you want to get deep, yeah, get my course. Let's go to SWU. Let's really understand this shit. But if you want to get surface, that's on you. Surface is good too, as long as you got it. You got to have something. Why don't you understand that I learned from men who learned from men before them, who learned from men before them, who learned from men before them. I learned some traditional shit, traditional ways of being a man. And do you understand how timeless it is? The tradition of being a man is the same in 1400 as it is today. Times have changed. So the way they carry themselves, the way they talk, blah, 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 that's changed. But being a man hasn't. Word is bond. You got to stand on what you believe, and you got to be willing to represent what you believe. That shit has always been how to be a man. And it's never going to change. Just how you do it may change a little with the time. You know, at one point, we're going to be flying around in the cars like the Jetsons. So, you know, shit's going to be different then. But being a man going to be the same. You still going to have to pull your dick out and put it in the bitch. The fuck? Shit. The thing that you guys don't really understand is those analogies you use, the things that you think about to make sense to you as far as little sayings you'd have. Man, it's just silly. What's really silly is the way you guys claim to be a man and do all this fake shit. Do you really think you're the first motherfuckers to fake the funk? Man, you ain't the first motherfuckers to fake. spank the farm, bro. This has been motherfucking spanking for since eternity. At least them motherfuckers in my day, they was spanking, but they was more than halfway doing whatever they was doing. They at least had some hoes. They didn't really know how to do no pimping, but you know they had some hoes. So I'm saying they was spanking the funk, trying to stay out the way. But at least they was out there. They would at least make it on the scene and try to blend in for a while, you know, before we busted them. And you guys be wondering why you having so much trouble with these frogs. And the whole time you at one, you talking to explain why you a rapper or why you this or why you that. You know, you guys are out to prove who you are and not prove what you're worth. Your worth, once they see that, that's going to tell them who you are. That's why the dude with one eye got a big scar on his motherfucking face, this motherfucker with an ear cut off. Them niggas could all be pimps. Because they ain't let none of that shit stop them. They use it. Because bitches is bitches, period. They understand it. This is the same thing the motherfucking dudes used to try to explain why they was doing what they was doing to supplement their game. Same bullshit. They doing it because of this. Times is that. You know, nigga got to do this. Nigga got to come on, man. You know, if you cats had any realness in you, you would see that you ain't going to get what I got or what Tay got or Fillmore Slim or anybody you admire unless you get committed. You got to get totally committed to getting whatever it is you're talking about. Squares and pimps alike, they ain't going to automatically develop the skills it takes to catch a woman. You have to understand that depth of what being a man who can attract females entail. Or you just ain't going anywhere. I was known for my pimping way before American Pimp. I earned my rep by doing what known motherfuckers do. I had to display my game where pimps and hoes could see it and appreciate it. What I'm saying is, you cats got to do that too. You ain't got to be no pimp. You ain't got to fuck with hoes. You just got to be willing to show your shit. You got to be willing to let motherfuckers see who you are, who you claim to be, and go ahead on and judge me. Because until you're willing to be judged, you ain't confident. Check this out. I'm willing to be judged. But you know what? I never am. Well, you know, sometimes people hate me, that kind of judgment. But they don't judge me. They wait and see because they already think. They already have this view of me when they see me walking toward. And it ain't no punk in me, so they don't see none of that. But the moment I open my mouth, they judge. But since I'm mean, when I open my mouth, they just, oh, man, this nigga slick. They judge that kind of shit. Oh, man, this nigga got game. And, you know, they don't say shit like that, but they make that judgment. And then you can tell they make that judgment by what they say to you. And me, I don't really care. Because I'm not trying to win today's ball game with yesterday's score. I am trying to win today's ball game with yesterday's skill. So I am going to forever have the ability to talk to women and they be able to interpret right off that I'm slick. Now, I'm surprised, you know, because I told you guys, I've been going out lately because I don't really go out. But I've been going out, and I've been catching them young, brought younger, 38, you know, that kind of shit. And, you know, this is all back in my 40s, maybe 50. I say, girl, because some places I'll be prices on, I'll be telling them, saying, you lying. And I'm like, well, how old am I? They tell 43, 48. With all this motherfucking gray hair, they don't see the gray. They hear my voice. They see my moves. They hear what I'm talking about. And they add what they think to that. And can't no old ass nigga be as fly as this motherfucker is. That's how they be thinking. They be thinking like that because that's what I be presenting. I don't present, I don't consciously say to myself, oh, no, I don't want to look like no old nigga. I don't think like that. But I certainly think that I want them motherfuckers to think they don't want to fuck with me. Because when you get a broad dealing with you and she tells herself that she don't want to fuck with you, I love you. The more don't want to fuck with you, the more that bitch gonna start sucking up what you see. That's called reverse psychology, fellas. It definitely works, and if you don't know how to put it down, fuck with my course, because it shows you. Reverse psychology works like a motherfucker. I had them bitches coming at me. Because I be telling them, man, I ain't trying to fuck with nobody fine as you. You fine, motherfucker. You probably got niggas doing this, doing that. This, you know, just be hearing all that shit. Me complimenting her. But since I ain't saying, girl, you fine, they don't hear it as a compliment. They hear it as me acknowledging something. They hear it as me making a statement about something that I'm seeing, not a come on. They be saying, nigga, you this, you that. Yeah, I am this, and I am that. And you know what? I got to go. And I drop my number on them. And if they call, they do. And if they don't, they don't. But if that motherfucker call, I know she mine. I know that because of what I said to her. I know that because ain't no bitch gonna fuck with a nigga talking like me. I know it. The only bitch fucking with me is the motherfucker that like me. And I get them to like me. I don't even know how I get them to like me so easily. Yes, I do. And it's all in my course. It's all in the 2019 course. I got game, and I fucking listed it in that 2019 with so many fucking examples. It's almost like I'm trying to turn you out, but I'm not. And I stated several times, this is not to try to turn you out. This is to turn you on to what the fuck you capable of. That lion didn't know he was a lion till he took control, till he motherfucking became what he was destined to be. He ain't gonna be following no motherfucking pride of bitches. He gonna lead them motherfuckers. And he only can do that on his own. Get your ass on your own, fool. Look, fellas, I'm only doing our shows. I might do one or so that's an hour or 2 hours, but most of them going to be hours. I got a lot of things I'm doing. I love the way shit is starting to turn out. You guys didn't have no questions tonight. I really don't like that. I don't know if you listen to my voice and think that I'm mad. No, man, I do what I do. I have my reasons for what I do, and I have my reasons for how I sound. But stop listening to all that bullshit. That's bullshit listening to my voice. And if you listen to my voice, so what? You still supposed to have something to say to me. I ain't the boogeyman.
I'm gone, y'all.